All right, the WIV Wake Up Show, WWIV, coming up on 14 before 6, trucking right along, broadcasting live from One Fest this morning, 7 to 9. And Caleb will be there for much of the day. Well, you know, be at our WIV booth, I know, throughout the day and tomorrow, but broadcasting throughout the day and then tomorrow, 7 to noon here on WWIV. Stop by and make sure you see us. Well, thanks so much to Stephen Rib Lake. He got us going yesterday with a $50 gift for our Backpack to School Challenge. Got the banner up at WIV.com right now. You can click on that, scroll down. Really, in 2 or 3 minutes, you could make your gift to support the efforts to provide backpacks and school supplies for kids in Eau Claire through We Care Eau Claire, for kids in Chippewa County through Valley Vineyard Church, Mike and Trish Houle and their terrific team, and also in Liberia, West Africa for the 4th year. And we're so grateful for this partnership with WWIB over the years. In fact, I know my wife is going to be there with our friend Brittany at the Teamwork Africa booth at One Fest, and maybe we'll get her on here this morning even before 9. We'll see. But thanks so much to Steve. He got the ball rolling. I know I gave my $300 toward the cause yesterday, wrote out my checks for the 3 organizations. And we're talking about, can we do a little more, a little sooner? That was a message earlier with our Single Mom Saturday back in April. And again, we're trying to climb a mountain of $15,000 to divide up through these 3 organizations. That's just for starters. Our business sponsors will give us a boost. We'll be hearing more about that probably more specifically starting tomorrow. But Julie Smith is a dear friend. She had a birthday this week. She's a We Care Eau Claire volunteer coordinator. And she says the annual distribution of backpacks and school supplies continues to grow in Eau Claire.
Now we have a lot of community resources available through too. So not only can the family get a backpack full of supplies for their children, but they can make connections with Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Western Dairyland, you know, just different different community resources for those people that might need a helping hand. And like last year, we connected a grandma with, backpacks for all her grandchildren. And she just found out that her grandchildren were coming to live with her. She didn't even have places for them to sleep. She connected with Sleep in Heaven in Peace, got beds for her grandkids. It was just so, so very, very cool to
It has become quite the event, and We Care Eau Claire, so many churches bonding together to make it all happen, and they've got their day picked out already for August. So, again, help us get as big a head start as possible. I think Caleb said somebody did walk in a couple hundred dollars in support yesterday, so maybe we're at about the 550 mark, but that's a long way to go up that mountain of 15,000. If you could help give us an early start, even today, go to WIV.com, click on that banner, the Backpack to School Challenge. Our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for this last day of July. Embrace uncertainty, says Bob. Some of the most beautiful chapters in our lives won't have a title until much later. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Goff says, do you remember how you felt after you first graduated high school? He says, I remember feeling thrilled and terrified at the same time. The world was thrown open in a way it had never been before. The regimen of the first 18 years was largely determined by other people, school assignments, meals, bedtimes, and driver's ed. We had to sit in classes chosen for us at least 8 hours a day. Our parents decided what meals we'd eat and when we'd be home every night, and then we'd sleep for the next 8 hours. Even though many of us broke some of the rules, there were at least clear boundaries in our lives. As frustrating as they were at times, they provided a sense of security. Well, Goff says everything changed once we were out on our own. Whether we went to work or went to college, we didn't know what title the next chapter of our lives would have. We didn't know which group of friends we'd fall into or what subjects would catch our interest. We didn't know if we could soar into great adventures or fall into a sense of hopelessness. We didn't know if we'd lose faith or find it all over again. Final paragraph, he says, it might have felt more intense then, but I think we all revisit those feelings of uncertainty fairly often in our lives, no matter our age. We feel it with moves and job changes when the kids go back to school or when we wake up to an unexpected nudge that it's time to move on. Embrace uncertainty. Some of the most beautiful chapters in our lives won't have a title until much later. Today's closing question and for the week, which part of your life feels uncertain? Now we've got those drawings to take care of. Not one, not two, but 3 drawings, of course, because of the fact the first 2 here, end of the month, are they're going to win $25 gift certificate from Jim Bob's Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. Yeah, you've tried their pizza, but have you tried their Mangiare roll? It is so, so good. So, all right, let's get you those first 2 winners, and they are... Tony Kendall. Tony, congratulations. You win yourself a $25 gift certificate from Jim Bob's. Also, Delaney Spencer. Happy, well, congratulations, Delaney, nominated by Cheryl Spencer earlier this month as we learned about her birthday. And then finally, the drum roll for the grand prize, which includes the free coffee tier latte from Victory Coffee House and Cafe at 1632 North Broadway in Menominee, open 8 to 3, Tuesdays through Saturdays. That's where you'll pick up this grand prize put together by the wonderful Kristen from our sales team. Also, a $50 gift card from Jim Bob's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, $50 gift card from Mainstream Boutique, that is. Your choice of an ice cream birthday cake or $30 of candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop Menominee in Rock Falls. Viking Bowling Package for four from Viking Bowl in Colfax. And finally, $30 from Dave's Drive-In in Chippewa Falls. So, without further ado, out of the 26 names we've got for this month, our winner of the Celebrations Monthly Package is Evening Peters. Congratulations, Evening. Oh, yeah. She and her daughter were both nominated this month by the wonderful Brianna Noble of Menominee. And Evening, congratulations. Your grand prize to be picked up at the location there in Menominee, Victory Coffee House and Cafe. Time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls. Again, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Her dream, 10 movies in 10 years, all based in and shot in Chippewa Falls. And with the initial goal of this Christmas movie to be shot this fall, October to December. And Andrea, you know, as we're getting ready for OneFest to kick off today, and we'll be broadcasting live there this morning and again over these next couple of days, boy, you can never overestimate, it'd be impossible to overestimate the importance of music to movies, right?
Absolutely. I have been thinking a lot, you know, music and especially the music that will be featured at OneFest, it moves us, right? It tells a story, and amazing musicians and performers are able to convey so much without us even knowing. And just recently, specifically actually in Young Washington, I was thinking a lot about that soundtrack and the sound design in that movie and how the richness of the orchestra just moves you in the movie, and you don't even notice how long the movie is just because that music is moving you. It's a really, really powerful part of filmmaking. And I'm excited when we get to that stage in this film to, you know, be featuring some local artists and music for Christmas that's performed by our own here in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the fact that you'd love to work with some area musicians. If they have some Christmas music, they should for sure contact you, right?
Absolutely. Please contact me. I am looking for some really fun Christmas music to feature in the movie. And just as a side note, you know, Dust to Men, that their album was used in Catching Faith. And still, I'm just moved every time that wonderful refrain comes on in the movie. So it really makes a huge difference with storytelling.
Yeah, you beat me to it, because I was going to say your initial movie, which we talked about, Catching Faith, over a couple of these Film Fridays, local group Dust to Men, and that was a huge impactful part of that film, Catching Faith. And again, so what should people do if they want to run something by you and say, hey, we've got a fun Christmas tune, what should they do?
Yeah, please contact me through the website. There's a contact form, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. If you fill out the contact form there and link your music, or just we can go and have coffee and talk about your music. I'd love to get some local artists part of this film.
Yes, I'm there right now, ChippewaFallsMovie.com, and click on contact and get in touch with Andrea regarding Christmas music potentially to be used with the upcoming Christmas movie. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Havel, looking forward to, again, just a fantastic day here today.
This has become an annual tradition of ours when we're on the road, opening day of OneFest, and we're here. We give you the schedule here after in our 7:15 segment. And so let's start it off. And, again, let's just underscore the fact that it's great just in terms of the temperature here this morning. We had 69 at the station. And so a wonderful temperature for this opening day of OneFest. And it all gets going today at 1 o'clock, actually, on the main stage, the group that performed for volunteers last night, Natural State.
Yes, and then at 2 o'clock, Aaron Oakley kicks off the Big Break stage.
Then at 3 p.m. today on the main stage, Jamie McDonald. A lot of folks looking forward to seeing Jamie for the very first time.
4 p.m., Church Friends hits the Big Break stage.
And then at 5, Josh Baldwin. Just heard him here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
6 p.m. over on the Big Break stage is the protest.
At 7, Ben Fuller. And, boy, sure looking forward to Ben live at One Fest tonight.
At 8, it's Wes Bayless. We've been playing his song, Dig In. Fantastic.
And then at 9 o'clock tonight, the Friday headliner making his return 4 years later, Crowder, right here at One Fest. First time, though, here in Cadott.
Yeah, going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Saturday kicks off on the main stage with Aaron Cole at 1 p.m.
And then also at 2 o'clock Saturday, Dust to Clay. I saw James Allen Hall, formerly of the Chippewa Valley, already this morning at One Fest.
3 p.m., Rachel Lampa on the main stage at One Fest tomorrow.
Rachel Purcell at 4 o'clock on the Big Break stage.
5 p.m. is Patrick Mayberry.
Grace Graber will be on the Big Break stage at 6 on Saturday night.
And we're going to see if we can chat with her on Saturday morning around 11, so stay tuned for that. 7 o'clock, Matt Marr on the main stage. Really looking forward to his return to the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah, for sure. And then also at 8 o'clock, before Four King and Country on the main stage, you got Sean Rodriguez in the Big Break stage.
Fantastic. We will dive back into the tunes, but a quick contest here. We'll do this throughout the morning here, the WIB Wake Up Show live on the road. Text your name and city to our listener line at 715-396-1670, 396-1670, if you would like the chance to meet Ben Fuller. So if you're coming to One Fest or you'd have to buy One Fest tickets, we have got a pair of meet and greets for Ben Fuller. That'll be about 4:15 today that you can meet Ben Fuller. If you're interested, 715-396-1670. Text us your name and city. We'll give you a little time to do that.
Researchers discovered that space travel increases the risk of cardiovascular disease.
Makes sense. If my job in any way required the use of the word blast off, I'd have a bad heart too.
I think so.
Two-thirds of new parents admit that during their child's first year of life, they're basically just winging it.
Something you can remind your parents of if they give you grief over how you're doing as a college freshman.
Indeed.
The average person tosses over $500 in uneaten fruit each year.
Well, that doesn't make sense. The expiration date on Fruit Loops is like 8 years out.
Hmm.
Americans leave behind almost $1 million in change each year at airport security.
And 2 tons of pocket lint.
Absolutely.
A study found that cats, despite their unfriendly reputation, actually prefer people over their cat food.
What do they mean, prefer people? Like eating people? DoorDash has launched its own drone delivery program.
Great. Now your burrito can hover ominously outside your second story window until you fetch it.
It's a new age.
And finally, a team of scientists deciphered the moos between a mother cow and her calf.
If the mother's happy, she gives a short moo. But if she's angry with her calf, she tends to call him by his full name. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Halvo and Caleb broadcasting live from One Fest on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. On this opening day of One Fest, we've been counting it down all year. It's year three, and from the finance team, we've got Ryan and Kyle Westerby, the famous wrestling Westerby brothers. It sounds like you're a wrestling team.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We could either be a wrestling team or an accounting firm.
There you go. The Westerby and Westerby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it sounds like ticket sales have been great. A lot of people really excited about Four King and Country and Crowder and so many great artists.
Yeah, the ticket sales have been above what we've been doing in the previous years. And if you're sitting at home and haven't gotten a ticket yet, trust me, there's a lot of room on these grounds. So come on out and join us. We've got some great acts. I know the weather is maybe a little bit questionable, but hey, I think it's going to clear up for tonight, and that's what matters.
And honestly, I think some of the best One Fest memories have been created in and after the rain. You talk about Mike Donahue originally and Toby Mack last year. So many people saying, you know what, I wouldn't have chosen the rain, but God sent it, and it ended up being an amazing time of worship and community.
Oh, yeah. I know that was one of the biggest ones was the first year with Mark Donahue when he went out there on the stage after, you know, the equipment had gotten taken down, and he just did an acoustic set for those that stayed, and everyone that talked about Toby Mack was like, oh, that is awesome being out here in that type of an environment, and I think today is going to be the same type of thing with some of them that we have early on. And, you know, you got that. You got the big break stage. If you want to get a little bit of cover, we're going to have some great artists out there. We've got the kids area to take and do some stuff with your kids. The teen area, there's a lot of stuff to do. So,
and again, we're emphasizing the cooler temperatures as well. And today, mid-70s and even the 80s for Saturday and Sunday. No mention of rain, but the cooler temperatures, something to appreciate.
Oh, yeah. Especially after the weather we've been having, where it's been so hot and humid.
Yeah.
It's going to be perfect weather to come out. You get to enjoy some games, some great artists, eat some great food, do all that type of stuff.
And before we let you guys go, let's get it over to Kyle here for a second. And Kyle, what would your, say, elevator pitch be to someone who's like, yeah, I haven't been to WildFest before. I hear about it all the time on WWIB, but is it really worth the time, the investment of finances, all those things? What would you say to someone who's a little on the fence and like, should I go? What would you say to them about what takes place here?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Caleb. And I mean, honestly, for me, I think a lot of it is, you know, the environment itself and the people you get to interact with when you're here at One Fest. I mean, just an amazing family-friendly environment with so many different things to do, some great artists to watch. Ryan already mentioned some of the food trucks. I mean, just if you want it, we've got it here this weekend. Mark mentioned the weather. What's not to like, in my opinion?
It's just, again, it's a carnival, a county fair, a family reunion, a concert hall. It's just summer camp. It's all kind of wrapped into one here, and it's a great time and just a wonderful community here at OneFest. And we invite more folks to be a part of it, make it bigger and better.
What's that, Caleb?
I'm just saying, we want folks to come out and join us here, and we appreciate you guys so much and kind of our annual tradition chatting with you here in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Well, we thank you so much for having us out. It's great to come hang out. You know, you mentioned the family reunion. For us, seeing you, seeing Mark, get kind of part of that reunion.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kyle and Ryan Westaby, part of the finance lead team here at OneFest.
The Why I Believe podcast. Michelle, welcome. And, yeah, great to have you. And so the Why I Believe podcast, you just started us this spring. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so on Christmas morning, I felt called to start the podcast. It was very clear. It said, start a podcast called Why I Believe. Share your story of how you've been saved and share other people's stories. And I looked up to the sky and I was like, God, you want me to do this today? It's your son's birthday. And so the next day I got started thinking about what does that look like? How do I do it? And I took 3 months to really develop a good launch plan. Had an 8-week launch cycle and launched on April 1st.
Did you ever imagine, Michelle, that you would be doing a podcast? I mean, is this something you had an interest in, or is this kind of out of God's left field where it's just like, do this, and you said, yes, Lord, and go after it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I had no idea that I was going to start a podcast, but, you know, when he talks, you listen, right? And so I said, okay, we'll figure it out, and if that's what he wants me to do, he's going to help me and guide me through this. And so we launched on April 1st.
And I'm talking to you in the exhibit building behind us, and already 1,000 downloads, and you said a response from 20 countries?
20 countries it's been downloaded in so far.
Wow.
I mean, testimony is so powerful because it's God's power, what he has done, and it's just recounting what he has done in individuals' lives. And I know you are going to broadcast your podcast live or record your podcast live at 2 p.m. today, just kind of behind us here, right?
Yes, at 2 o'clock we're going to go live from the Light Cafe stage today and tomorrow. So stop on by, check it out, stop by the booth, see what you have to say. And I'm still looking for some guests to pop in today.
Sure.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell people a little bit more where they can find this and if they're interested in sharing their story.
Yeah, so if you're interested in sharing your story, you can always stop by the booth today. There is, if you go out to the Facebook, I have a Why I Believe Facebook page on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. The application is right there for all of them. I have waivers for everyone to sign who wants to do it live and looking for you just to share your story, whether it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes. The reason why we do this is because as we share our stories, we're helping somebody who may be walking through that same path.
Yeah.
And so you never know the impact that your story can have on somebody else's life.
Hmm. I think about the children of Israel and how, again, the fathers especially were told to recount God's deeds, God's goodness to their children, to pass those on from one to another. And I think that's what you're doing in podcast form too, is just, hey, let's share what God has done so we can remember he will be faithful in whatever I'm walking through right now, because he has been faithful in the past, and we can trust that his character doesn't change.
Absolutely. And you know, you're not alone in the things that you're walking through. There's somebody who's been there, done that, and they can help guide you. And the stories are just one way that we do that and one way people can remember to move forward.
Michelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.